Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Hey guys, make sure to go to the episode description and check out our sponsorship deals. Our sponsors help keep Make Spidey Famous Again free to download, and they'll hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Before we get started on today's episode, let's give a shout out to the new podcast, Scary Mommy Speaks. Scary Mommy is a community of millions that shares hilarious and unfiltered pregnancy and parenting advice for imperfect parents. And now they've launched a new podcast, Scary Mommy Speaks. It is everything you love about Scary Mommy, straight from the mouths of women who know that parenting can be a mother. We are excited about this new podcast. They tackle everything from pop culture to post-baby sex, surviving family vacations, introducing pets to your family, infertility, and even dealing with your in-laws, which something Heidi just loves. She has the chillest in-laws. So if you're owning motherhood in all its glory, check out the Scary Mommy Speaks podcast.
Download and subscribe from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It looks like it's recording, doesn't it? Right?
Are we recording? Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Make Spidey Famous Again, which we are changing to Spidey.
Well, oh my gosh. Now that season two is official, I feel like it's definitely Spidey again. I'm just...
it's
we're now the... I guess there's other married couples. There's... Never mind.
What a big week. I don't even know where to begin this podcast, really. Should we start with The Bachelorette?
That's your favorite Bachelorette in the history of the world.
Okay. I love Hannah. I think she's like the best Bachelorette ever. And I just binge watched 4 episodes today, which was very challenging because Gunnar does not like The Bachelorette. He kept going, for George. So anyways, I couldn't believe that Jed got as far as he did. He was like the worst of everybody on the cast. I was so shocked. Yeah, it was just like pretty crazy. And then I had no idea. I thought Peter was the shoe-in. I was like, oh, she loves Peter. Totally makes sense. She's going to be with him. They have like the closest connection. They were in the fantasy suites together, everything. So I thought that was going to happen.
Where's this red wine from, Heidi? Is this a French wine?
This wine is from France. It's a Bordeaux.
Is it really? Yeah. I'm starting to get a palate.
So, I thought that Luke was going to be in. Anyways, back to The Bachelorette. I totally thought, okay, so it's going to be Peter. It wasn't Peter. Then I thought it was going to be Luke. And then Jed totally ruined that for Luke and like already salted the water. And then I've never seen somebody sabotage themselves so crazy. When Luke like said, I'm going home. If you slept with someone else, it's like, oh my gosh, so judgmental. You know what this show is. You know what it's about. And you're telling her on national television that she was just being like slutty. And then, yeah, the whole thing was just crazy. And then he like retracted it all. And then she like convicted him of things that he was dealing with. It was just crazy. And then I thought for sure it was going to be Tyler. And when it got down to Jed and Tyler, because Jed almost went home like every time. And I thought he was like one of the worst ever. And then after Tyler went home, I was like, don't do it, Hannah. But it seems like Tyler and Hannah are back together. I just love when there's something original that happens on The Bachelorette because I love the show. Look, even if it's a cookie cutter formula, I love it. But this one was crazy. And then she fell when she got out of the car and it was so dramatic. And I thought Hannah was just so good. How honest and upfront and authentic she was. She was like silly and funny, but like dramatic and stood up for herself. And it was really cool to see her find herself through it also, because it seemed like she just was getting like stronger and stronger and more comfortable with herself. And that's when I love reality TV, when it actually does stretch you as a person and makes you be confronted with certain situations that you might avoid in real life and have to face it and look at it and be like, okay, what does this look like? What is going on? How is this situation? Like, there were such big stakes that I think it really helped transform her. And I thought that was really cool as well. So
that's all you thought? I think Heidi paid the Bachelor producer to drop a church bachelor, because I was like, Heidi's watching a young, like, cool, hip Joyce Meyer go having fantasy suites, living her best life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even believe that guy really, with a straight face, thought he was going to go judge Hannah freaking Alabama straight up like that. Bro, are you kidding me? Have you not watched the show? You're trying to win the freaking show. You don't go, oh, if you have sex with those other guys, I don't, we could never be together. It's like, bro, it's a wrap for you.
Yeah, wrong.
God. She was like, did you really just say this to me?
She doesn't need him judging her. If he felt that way, he could like pull her aside, or they could talk about it at a different time. But like, to convict her on national television and to say that to her was so out of line. And she was right. Like, my husband would never say that to me. And you are right, girl, because that was not cool. That was like him putting himself first and his, you know, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. You don't say that. So I was pretty shocked. We had our first big...
That's it? That's how you're ending? Like, what do you think's going to happen for Bachelor? I thought we watched 4 episodes to do a whole podcast about this. So I feel like you are...
Oh, I felt like I just wrapped it up.
Oh, no, I want to hear you break this down. Like, oh, shout out the ABC's new podcast. I'm a little upset for our friend Caitlin Bristow that she's now competing for Scoops for her podcast, with ABC pushing all the contestants probably directly onto this new podcast they're doing with, who are those hosts that they picked?
Allie, and I forgot who else.
Yeah, she forgot who else. So that was
Allie.
That Allie. But yeah, so they have a podcast coming out. So that's how cool podcasts are.
Yeah, they're all copying Caitlin Bristow, who I felt like she was the original Bachelorette podcaster. And they were like, oh, good idea. We should have our own Bachelor podcast. Okay, little late, but whatever. Off the Vine's all I'm listening to, that's for sure.
Only one that matters.
Yeah, only one that matters. Hello. But I couldn't believe it. This whole season was so good of it, and I just felt like I really thought Peter was going to win, especially because they had the fantasy suite and they were the only ones that like were intimate, and he had such a good attitude and was like so easygoing and nice. And she didn't go in the fantasy suites with Tyler. I don't know what she's doing with Jed. I felt like he is a warlock or something. I knew he was on there to promote his music. Her parents basically said that. His parents said that. Like, oh yeah, he's all about his music, and you know, you're not really in the picture, and we can't see him proposing. It's like, girl, listen to them. Listen to what everyone's saying to you. They're not trying to hate on you. Everyone just sees something. And then he had the girlfriend.
Yeah, but the one thing that threw me off, I couldn't even focus when the scene with the fantasy suites went off. I was like, oh my gosh, this just makes me want to redesign my freaking home. Like, if you want to redesign your freaking home, like the fantasy suites where all this action goes down, can you imagine how you want it? I know how I want it. I know what I want it to look like, even if I couldn't afford it, because those fantasy freaking suites are pretty expensive. But what if I could afford it?
Well, the solution is Modsy, the revolutionary online interior home design service that starts at just $69. Just take a few photos and measurements of your space, including furniture. Take their style quiz. Modsy creates 2 custom design plans for you. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's why I feel like I'm going to be able to design the perfect fantasy house. Ooh. This month only, I'm going to go to Modzy.com, start a design project, and use code SPIDEY to get 20% off. That's 20% off your design at Modzy.com and use the code SPIDEY.
Yeah, you could choose your room, choose your budget, and choose your style. So I don't know what you're thinking, but we might have two different styles. That's why I'm glad we'll get two designs. So for Gunner's Nursery, we picked rustic and warm. For our bedroom, we picked dramatic and bold because I feel like that's totally who we are.
I just love their 3D technology. It's amazing. You get unlimited revisions, and Modzy guarantees you find a design you love or your money back. Go to Modzy.com and use code SPIDEY to get 20% off your design. That's 20% off your design at Modzy.com and use code SPIDEY.
Yeah, I definitely want to read that.
So that's Fantasy House. That's the best. Oh, the Fantasy Suites. Just, I love that's on ABC. I'm always like, that's what the hills. That's what we got to do to have 8 million freaking viewers. We need to have Fantasy Suites for the single people.
We might.
Like our new season 2 cast members. Well, one of them single, but People Magazine is soon to be reporting that we know for, you know, sources are saying that now. Caitlin Brody's ex-girlfriend from The Hills, New Beginnings on MTV, has a boyfriend already. It's incredible. So that makes me think, how long have they been broken up? Yeah, as TMZ reported today on TMZ.com, that Brody and Caitlin were never legally married. So I think that's why I wasn't invited to the imaginary wedding that I knew never happened. Oh, tears. Cheers. The red wine sip.
It's fascinating that I felt like they tried to say digs at us about like marriage and certain things on the show. And it's like, we've been together for almost 13 years. We have been through multiple reality TV shows, and you're being weird about us. Like, we're not trying to say anything about your relationship. So I felt like there was this really weird underlying thing that everyone had talked about on this Hill season that's not being aired, really, about their wedding and their marriage. And it was like very much out there.
Could be coming up, you know. Maybe. You know, there's scenes in different places and schedules. So it could be coming up. We don't soon to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to tune in because it's definitely, I feel like there is footage of everything, I feel like.
Yeah,
I saw it in a sizzle reel. Super tease. Shout out the Daily Mail has the screenshots. I sent it to a few people about Caitlin saying, "You're telling people we have an open marriage." Was she confused? Because she was like, "What? You're telling people we're married?" I'm rethinking that whole caption on Daily Mail. That could have been the shocker.
Yeah, I think the problem is Brody was very open about their open marriage. And
they weren't married, according to TMZ.com, okay. Honey.
To their just open relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and he did like interviews about it and was very open about it in public. And I don't think she really was. So that must be challenging. And, you know, reality TV is hard. And I don't wish bad on any relationship. I think all relationships are hard and you always want the best. And, you know, sometimes the best is not being with that person. So for them, if that's what's best for them, then I think that's, I fully support that. And I hope they both find true happiness and love or whatever they're looking for. But it is curious how long they have been together, because it was kind of weird. Like, they're very secretive on camera about their relationship, not really off camera, but
I'm just blown away. Now I want to know if she already has a boyfriend. Like, what part of the season did they break up, and where did this guy come from that fast? Was she secretly, like, if that's true, and you know what we're gonna read, I'm pretty sure in People Magazine is that.
Well, it seemed like they were fighting a lot. Like, I feel like there was a lot of underground things going on, like at the. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, on we'll the show. See. We'll see on the show on MTV.
Yeah, I
the
mean,
Hills,
first episode,
New Beginnings.
She told him to sleep in a car.
No, first you episode, know? He did sleep in a car.
All right, he did sleep in a car. Yeah. So it's like, well, that's the start of that. But I wish them both the best, and I hope they both are returning to season two.
Caitlin and her new boyfriend, Brody, single, with not having to say he doesn't drink on Tuesdays. That makes me think they were together at that time, because single Brody would have never said, I'm not drinking at the pool party.
Or they were just fighting so crazy that it wasn't worth it to him at that point. Because he did say, like, Caitlin told me not to. So who knows what's ever really going on in a relationship except the two people in it. But who knows? It is just interesting. I didn't really see that coming, though. I just kind of thought they had, like, extreme up and downs. And I didn't know it would end like that. But who knows? Maybe in the future they'll get back together.
Oh, no. My crystal ball says that's not happening. I don't think they were ever really together. I mean, they only were allegedly fake married for 1 year, per usmagazine.com. So the headline is, Brody and Caitlin Carter split 1 year after wedding. We're never legally married. So
yeah, but they just did an interview and Brody's like, oh, the show made us stronger than ever, and this and that. Like, so that was that just like a lie?
Like, maybe that interview's from the beginning of the season. A lot's happened in 6 episodes, honey. This is like mind blown. But I definitely, I'm not surprised. I felt like I've kept saying this season. I know it comes off like he's just not parting. What it felt like is this just isn't the Brody that I didn't like. I think season two, we're going to get to see real Brody, and the show is going to be freaking incredible. I think he has way more fun. He's way less intense. I feel like he has a lot going on, obviously, based off what he's talking about on the show. So I just hope we get to see relaxed Brody, having fun, barbecue for real Brody. So that I look forward to. I think there'll be a lot of success in Brody that didn't feel, I felt like he, I feel like I said it, maybe it hasn't aired yet, but that he almost was like a hostage. He felt like he was like trying to tell me, like, get me out.
Very interesting. And then Whitney and Caitlin were just seen together.
That's what my Google, you know, I got a lot of Google alerts, not either their names, but it hits my timeline. I get tagged in a lot of things. I got a lot of awesome, I'm not going to call them spies, a network of resources. They're almost like publicists, but maybe even better, because it's a team, it's a web, it's a spidey web, and they keep me posted on a lot of intel. I had to block, speaking of that intel, I had to block what I thought was a former person that I liked. I feel like they have changed a lot, but I, you know, I supported their podcast, and you know, you think you're funny, cracking some jokes about stuff. You know, I looked at how many followers they had, and I was like, oh, I can't go this low with the beef. So, you know, I'm not going to acknowledge or name or give any more details. But it's just thank you again for my investigative team for keeping me up to date with, you know, things I don't see or hear. You always help out. So I really appreciate that.
Well, my biggest question about this whole Caitlin Brody split is, where is she going to live? Because where she lives is going to impact who she becomes. That's why she should choose wisely with Apartments.com. So I don't know if she's going to end up in Hollywood, New York, New Hampshire, where she's from. I don't know. But Apartments.com has the most listings for apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from. So she can have a variety of it. Live where and how you want with Apartments.com. Somebody give her the memo, go to the site and check out their custom search tools. If you have pets or want an easy commute to work, they can help you find whatever you want. You know, if you're just splitting up with your boyfriend, husband, whatever, you can definitely find somewhere to live. With Apartments.com, what you see is what you rent. Your time is valuable. That's why they comb through all their listings to make sure the information is verified and up to date. They make house hunting a breeze. So, Caitlin, check this out. If you don't know where to live, visit Apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com, change your apartment and change the world. You're single, girl. Find the right place to live.
I think she probably already has moved in with this new boyfriend that probably used Apartments.com for an apartment building or two. I don't think she's going, I don't think she's dating down in the ladder. Is no disrespect to Brody and his soon-to-be mega success as I mean, The Hills is about to have The Bachelor on MTV. Like, just watch. You want to see Fantasy Suites? You want? Oh, thank you. MTV's got it. Oh, you guys were watching Shot of Love. Shout out Pauly D and Vinny. That's great. But the original Bachelor before ABC had one, his name's Brody Jenner. And he's back. And you've heard of Bromance. He had a show once where guys tried to be Brody's best friend. But now I feel like it's going to be like girls trying to be his best friend. And it'll be really great because him and Brandon can double date. I don't think Justin Bobby will be going on these dates because allegedly people are tagging me in stories that he's got a girlfriend or whatever. You know, this is on the internet. I got to repeat things that I hear. So, yeah, I'm not going to talk about another one of our cast members who's been in the press for some insane... God, just in our prayers. That's some TMZ drama. Whoa. So, wow, we have so many cast members now. It's like, which one? But yeah, you'll have to figure out. You know, the one that you were, like, disgusted by.
I know. Wow. You know what I realized, though, is Brody is a Kardashian. He has the crazy drama like they do. I feel like that's how they've been so relevant and famous, not just because they're, you know, so beautiful and have the best businesses and so smart and savvy and amazing, because they are. But on top of that, they've just stayed so relevant with crazy, unbelievable twist and turn stories, like monumental, life-changing things. And Brody is right there. This is such groundbreaking, crazy news. So... extra, extra. Read all about it.
As I'm trying to read all about it, gave you guys the breaking news on Us Weekly. A video popped up. It was like, why Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph aren't rushing an engagement? It's a problem of being in the Bachelor, Bachelorette game. Like, dang. Like, once your season's up, like, we're only talking... I only thought Hannah freaking Alabama exists right now. Like, and they're trying to, like, be like, oh, we're rushing to engagement. Well... we want to know what's going to happen with Hannah and Tyler right now. It's like, gosh, that's a hard game. Sorry, I'll pray for you guys.
Yeah, it's so true. But it's like, of course they're not rushing in because you jumped over the fence and she didn't want to be with you. And that's why you're not rushing into an engagement because, you know, who knows?
Yeah, in real life, if somebody has to jump over a fence... either way, and not one person's not like, oh my God, thank you for jumping over that fence. They're both like, it's a wrap. Jump back over the fence, or the person that didn't jump the fence and doesn't want the fence jumper, find a fence to jump. It's like you're getting in a danger zone. I got a friend in the danger zone, and I'm like, you're in danger zone, bro. You need to watch out. People are self-saboteurs. If you're listening, you're a self-saboteur, stop being one. It is like... It's crazy. Like, how do you just want to keep destroying your life? I have so many people I know that do that. It's like, why? Why?
So fascinating. That was like Luke P. He just totally was a self-saboteur at the end of The Bachelor. It's like, you made it to the end. She has fought for you left and right. She has stuck up for you when the whole house was against you. She said you were love at true sight. You made it to the end. Your final four. She made an exception. It was only supposed to be final three. And then you took yourself out of the game.
They must have not shown, like, the guys being like, we both, blah, 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 do, blah. You know, like, somebody got in his ear, maybe a producer. No.
Bragging about sleeping with her.
Oh, okay, because he looked too fired up.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay.
They're like, we can't wait to sleep with her. We can't wait.
Oh, this is on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, I missed that clip. Heidi binge watched it. I didn't say I was.
So he was like, how dare you talk about her like that? You know, and they were totally talking about her like that. And, you know, he was like, that's disgusting. I don't appreciate you talking about my future wife like that. So.
On a whole side note, why, you know, I'm just seeing all the breaking news, still seeing, looking for The Hills, Monday night's New Beginnings drama. So, Julianne Hough, this is amazing. She just announced with her women's health cover that, let me not miss a quote because there are a lot of headlines. I don't want it. That she told her, I thought it was her husband. I could be wrong, Brooks, you know I'm not straight, right? And he was like, I'm sorry. And she said of her partner, I was like, I'm not, but I choose to be with you. So that's awesome, the Julianne Hough. And she also, I've read somewhere that she made sure that she had to be naked with nothing covered up on the cover. So good for you, getting, you know, showing your personal transformation and growth. Boom. That's just, he supports you and you just really kill that. That's a great, great post. I hope you're coming back to Dancing the Stars now.
It's, I don't know.
The game's wild. The game's wild. The game's wild. It's like, I'm married. I think she took that from Miley Cyrus. I'm just saying. We don't need to. She just, I feel like Miley Cyrus just said this in L. So,
yeah.
I don't know if Women's Health is like, we should have it like, be like L. I could be wrong. I want to be on the cover of Women's Health. So,
I'm all for women being bisexual or however you feel or whatever it is. And I don't think it should shame wives that want to be wives and like being housewives and want to be that. So that's challenging because I feel like everyone should be able to be proud of what they want to be. And like one thing shouldn't be shamed for. Cause I feel like there's a weird thing going on. Like I'm not just a housewife. It's like, well, what's wrong with people who do want to be a housewife? And like, yeah, maybe you're not that way, but don't put down women who do value that and love that. And
Well, Julianne Hough didn't just do that. Heidi is going on Vintage L cover. That's like 3 weeks ago now. That's not breaking news. So that's, I'm just keeping you updated here. I'm just,
okay.
Well, you know, I hear you. But Julianne Hough, I don't think, had and no comments about being a housewife.
And okay, well, that's Miley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm loving is Denise Richards.
I don't
Richards.
Want Julianne Hough coming for you. Like
I don't even think she would.
She knows who you are. She sees you working out. She sees you coming for that freaking Women's Health naked jumping cover.
I'm far that.
You got more body all day long.
Yeah,
sorry.
Way more body because I eat a lot. Well, I drink a lot. I'm a little overweight. But I'm loving Denise Richards' makeover for the Housewives of Beverly Hills. She is lip syncing on red carpets. She is full hair and makeup done. Like, so freaking funny. I'm loving this.
I loved Denise Richards when she used to come up and talk to us when she'd be working out in about 2008 on the beach at Will Rogers.
That was
and she's
nice.
Very nice. But recently, I was right next to her, I told you, at Giorgio's for Mother's Day. And she just, maybe she had a lot going on, but she definitely didn't even smile or wave or, you know. But it's okay. No expectations.
Yeah. Totally. So we had a huge photo shoot for Pratt Daddy Crystals. We had three big models, and that was so exciting. They are like top models in the industry, and we had an amazing photographer, and our friend Katie let us use her house in Hollywood Hills. So a lot went into it. A lot of expenses went into it. We had an amazing stylist, Sienna. It was great. We did that yesterday. We went there. The photos were unbelievable. Everything looks so beautiful. And then they were like in the pool in a bikinis. And I said, well, okay, for the last shot, how about we just cover our chest? They have like nipple covers on and everything. But anyways, they had like the gorgeous crystals on their bracelets, on their wrist and their necks and everything. And it was amazing. So very excited for those photos coming soon. Make sure that you guys check that out. We've been planning that photo shoot for like a month, and then we're headed to Santa Barbara next week to do a photo shoot with horses on the beach, which will be really fun. So the reason I planned this whole photo shoot is because I bought a hat and boots in Aspen, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do a photo shoot around this. And Gunnar loves horses, and I just thought it'd be something original for a Pratt Daddy photo shoot. Also, in incorporating different elements and more of a lifestyle photo shoot.
Yes, and one of our photographers reached out, and he was very concerned. He's like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, women empowerment right now. You know, these girls are, there's very little clothes in some of these shoots. And I was like, I guess you missed my IG story where I'm just filming the CEO. Woman Empower Heidi, designing and producing the shoot. And he wrote back, oh, You're very true. And that's like back to why we had this conversation in the last podcast, why Heidi's the CEO, because women empowerment, our company is all pretty much run by women. They get making it $1 million freaking monthly business. That's women empowerment. Why wouldn't we have a woman freaking CEO? So yes, that's why I don't want any responsibilities except for telling people the new drip just dropped. That's and making sure that I love all the crystals. That's it.
I definitely helped the photo shoot direction when I got there. Yep. So that was really good. And you know what else I loved and I ran was Little Caesars large, hot and ready, extra most bestest pizza with extra cheese, the most pepperoni, and all the nation's best price. Just got way cheesier. I'm like, hot girls, eat the pizza, Little Caesars, yum. And if you're thinking that we stuffed the crust, oh boy, did we stuff the crust. There's 3 feet of the cheese in that crust before cooking. The extra most bestest stuffed crust pepperoni pizza for only $9. Yes, that fit our photo shoot budget. Now there's even more to love about Little Caesars. Come on in and pick up the extra most bestest stuffed crust pepperoni pizza today or order it in their app. Only $9 and only at participating Little Caesars locations, plus tax where applicable. Claim of extra cheese and most pepperoni at all the nation's best prices is based on the comparison of the following pizzas at the top four nation's pizza chains: Little Caesars extra most bestest pizza and the other three pizza chains large, round, standard menu, one topping pizza sold at everyday menu prices. Thank you. Eat up, buddy. Eat up, Spencer.
I am sorry. How did you not know? You're freaking tell me what this. My mind is blown that somebody really with a freaking typed. This person really thought you were going to let them do for a show swap babies for a day.
I told you I would never do that.
You never told me this.
You must have told Kyle. I said I would never do that.
Who told this show never? No one told me about this.
This girl Twittered me. So some girl Twittered me.
Well, no, it's not some girl. I know who it is, and so do you.
Whatever. This person Twittered me, hey, let's swap babies for a day for this show. I was like, I would never, ever feel comfortable swapping children with you for a day. I wouldn't do that for $1 million. I'm not giving you my son.
A billion. You're a former professional hater, trolled us for years. Are you think we'd let the miracle toddler go freaking anywhere? People are nuts. That's the wildest message I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Breaking freaking news. People have lost it out here.
Totally. Oh my That's God. What I was like, no.
The, I didn't want to screenshot. I would never do that. I have no response to you. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
That
was such a crazy DM.
That's like, pretty much I want to report you to
that's
the FBI.
Like, yeah, like,
you just be like,
no,
can I kidnap your kid and do it for MTV's PR? Or she didn't say what show it's for. It's like, what show are you?
Yeah, really, I'm not giving you my child.
Oh my God.
The most precious thing that I would.
I wouldn't give you one of my outfits.
I had Abby train for like 2 months straight, being here every day and feeling comfortable.
Monitoring
to even have
the camera.
And then I only left her for 1 hour or less. And then I only left
her
for 2 hours. Yeah, for months. And then I only left her for 3 hours and I didn't let her change diapers for like 5 months. Like, no, I am definitely not giving you my freaking child that is the depths of my being. I don't think so. And I'm not being hypersensitive. Things happen to children and that's,
it doesn't even matter. Even I would trust there's other humans that I would let Gunnar go do anything with besides Abby. But this person that they thought, it's like, I want to write back, who do you think we are that we would let you take our freaking kid? I barely would talk to you.
I wouldn't like Gunnar go with other people.
Like Shrek, Jen.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, what did you think of the episode? Because I didn't get to see it. I still haven't seen it.
Why don't you buy it on Apple TV right now?
I don't know. Just tell me about it.
You watched 4 episodes of Bachelor and you didn't watch the episode where you're rolling on the floor?
I know. I had to watch The Bachelor. I definitely think Peter is going to be the next Bachelor. Just saying.
I think I said it's Tyler.
What? Tyler is dating Hannah right now.
Things change a lot. Brody was just allegedly married, supposedly an episode on Monday night on freaking The Hills. I definitely messaged the producers and I was like, hey, hope there's stuff that can fit in the story that, you know, can connect to what's going on. I know that sounds like season two, but it'd be great if there's some things that you guys already filmed that we could just throw into the show now. Because now it's like, set with, I'm sure you guys filmed a lot of footage of them. I bet you got some good stuff now that their little storyline of we're the best marriage. Spencer, my wife wouldn't approve of this. I can't drink while we're filming on a Tuesday for The Hills. Oh, really, bruh? Okay. That script you got, we're going to just pass that one aside. Maybe they can edit that whole scene out of the show for you because now it's clear you just played yourself.
We are podcasting. But guess what?
Makes Heidi is Snapchatting while we're podcasting. She's a multimedia content freaking machine. We got a big call with a major company that works with Kylie Jenner, obviously, the billionaire, to take Pratt Daddy to the billion-dollar world. Just like our inspo Kylie. What a entrepreneur. Self-made billionaire. So that's exciting.
Us Weekly just did celebrity weddings going off this whole non-celebrity thing.
But like it so clicks funny. From theirs.
Yeah,
like. So the other night we had a president of a company take us to dinner and he was like, where do you want to go? On us. And I was actually Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. I was pretty much like, put it on Seabass. Seabass is paying, is what he said. Because we're at Matsuhitsu, like the most expensive sushi, because the president's buying. It's, you know, it's a write-off for them. It's a business meeting. And, of course, I go to the sushi chef that we're going to do the, what is it, Nozawa? No, it's No Choice. I don't know. The yeah. No Choice, where they just send you what their artistry. And I was like, large beer for you? And he's like, beer for me? And every sushi chef, was like 12 of them, look at me like, do we all get beer? And I'm looking over at the president, and I know he's not paying. I'm like, yeah, everyone gets beers. So they all got large beers, and it was just an incredible moment. And we obviously order everything on the menu. It was one of the best dinners of our lives. And as we're leaving, of course, everyone has such egos and attitudes in LA. And they all gave me some dirty look as I was like getting up. I don't know why. Maybe I just felt attacked energetically by all these like uptight, like so great people. And all of a sudden, every single sushi chef sees me and they... But all the patrons didn't know that I used our president's credit card, the guy, to buy everyone the beer. So they all lift up their beers and are like, yeah, like it was some Game of Thrones, you know, Braveheart energy. And the whole restaurant was like, who is that guy? It was a magical moment. That's why this isn't Make Spidey Famous Again. I felt famous. This is Spidey Podcast on Podcast One.
Spidey, working it again.
Yeah, we're back. Paparazzi out front that I didn't call.
So many.
Yeah, you know, a lot of paparazzi trying to find me right now. They want to know my thoughts on this alleged marriage that wasn't a marriage. If I knew, we'll see on MTV's The Hills. You know, I definitely say everything I always know in all my scenes, all my testimony. I keep it 100% real. So the footage is always there if they choose to, you know, you never know. I was barely on episode one last week, whatever, which is great. Anytime I'm not on an episode, all my tweets and DMs are so positive because then people realize there's way worse people on this cast than me and they shouldn't hate me. So the less I'm on, sometimes the better.
Yeah,
for
you
my
know
brand.
What show you should be on because you're so real?
Real World.
The Real World. Make Spidey Famous Again is brought to you by MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. The original reality show is back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. Spencer, you would be so good on this because you're one of the people who stops being fake and starts getting real. MTV's The Real World is the next true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and to have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, live streams exclusively on Facebook Watch.
Don't get me started because I need to be on the Real World Atlanta. I love trap music. Like, my favorite music is from Atlanta. I would just be down with the city. And MTV's Real World Atlanta is all new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. And you know, Spidey's all about content, that fresh, freaking breaking content. So find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real again. In Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. I love doing podcast ads so much. I think I realized it was one of my favorite things about commercials. I think I watched so much TV growing up as a kid that I loved commercials. There's still that one guy. There's certain commercials, I won't even say them because they're not part of our podcast, but they're commercials that were part of my life. They just ran all the time on all my favorite shows. So I loved always the voices. So if you guys enjoy us reading ads, you should know I truly do, not just because it makes it so Steve can continue to produce and edit and upload this to iTunes, but yeah, I just love ads. Heidi, so I was trying to get some breaking news in my Google alerts about all the stories that were breaking on Make Spidey Famous Again podcast. And I'm like, where are all my Google alerts? And I realized that I left my computer at Pratt Daddy HQ and they logged into the Pratt Daddy email. So now I'm like, this is why I have all these emails from customers about things and questions. And I was like, why are so many people asking me about things that aren't about me being famous? It was very confusing. But
yeah, just Google me, Spencer.
I will say Katy Perry got busted. Breaking news for jacking a Christian rap song. I am going to play a clip of it because it's on YouTube.
I don't know if you're allowed to.
Well, Steve can edit.
Okay, a little loud.
Whoa. This is the Christian rap music from 2008. Listen to even the intro. It is. You don't even know which one is which. You can't even tell.
Yeah, but I would think that's the producer's problem and fault and not hers. Oh, here goes Gunner.
No, did I just wake him up with the music?
I don't know.
There's no way. Oh, so I talked to my friend Ryan that owns Lucky Llama in Carpinteria. And he has three kids. And he was like, isn't it the best thing ever? And I was like, yes, definitely. He's like, you just got to have more. And I'm like, dang, you're just gnarly. He's like, it's like having your own, like, he didn't say unit or like, however he worded it. But it was so like, it's like, wow, that's super positive, bro. I like that. Yeah. It's just like your own team. And it's like, I do feel that Gunner, obviously Heidi, Spidey is been a ride or die team member, but like Gunner loves us that much. He's already our number one teammate ever. Like, and now he's hugging, he like squeezes on. I think I really want to thank Curious George. I think it's because Curious George is always holding on to, I gotta rewatch the show. Is he always holding on to the guy with the hat?
I think we hug him so much and love him and kiss him and give him so much affection and that he's so being old enough to reciprocate sweet. It. I think also it's important to not be codependent on him. So that's what I'm learning. Even like when my feelings get hurt if he wants to be with you or whatever, it's like, you know what? This is really good learning for me not to be codependent on him too, because when your kids get older.
Wait, sorry. Are you working on that or are you saying?
I'm working on it.
Oh, God. When are you starting that?
Right. Every day.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Every day.
He doesn't want me right now.
I know. It's hard.
You put the lotion on, you put so many diapers on, put his pants on, all the annoying stuff.
I know, like, but I feel like if I'm gone all day.
Yeah, but you still okay, is like you're going to turn the TV off. Like, you always do this stuff that I don't want to do.
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
Wait,
like,
what's the latest
your
with
team.
Your sleep training? I hope you paid her.
We only had one.
You got to pay for the consultation.
Well, I'll ask her how much it costs.
Just tell you, one of the longest voice memo in the history of the world. There's people that use voice. I thought he was listening to a podcast. I'm not even kidding. I was like, this is a great podcast. Yeah. We should have her on the podcast, obviously, just to hear it all out. Yeah. So everything she was saying was very helpful for other people that I think have a little bit more than you in them.
My solution is to have him at the beach, because when we're up at the beach, he sleeps 7 hours straight. I don't know what the frick it is. Skipper said the ocean air. He's like, of course, it's the ocean air at night. It's true, because when I had him go to the beach all day and come home, he didn't sleep. But when I had him all day at the beach and sleep at the beach, he slept 7 hours two nights in a row. So it is something magical. It's insane. I'm like, okay, what's my sleep solution? Move to the beach. But that's what, I mean, even your mom is like, why don't you just stay 3 months up there? It's like, well, I can't. Unfortunately.
We're moving into Costa Rica.
We have to, Nicaragua?
I don't know. I want Costa Rica money. Nicaragua's like, we could do soon. Like, but Costa Rica, I want to like get that real compound money.
We need like on the beach. They're still not on the beach on Costa Rica. Not like
we didn't go tour on the beach, man. You know, like we didn't leave the Four Seasons property. Those houses we looked at were all still in the Four Seasons gated community. There's definitely.
We need to find out the laws before we do that. I feel like there's a lot of dangerous things there.
We just learned you cannot fly on a private jet with firearms.
Okay, but I would not live in another country without firearms.
Yeah, but if you have a business there, you remember that guy said you can get a license. So we're getting a compound on the beach. Gunner's going to love the ocean air. It's going to be amazing. We're getting Kylie Jenner money really soon here. It is happening before our very own eyes. It's miracles happen. I mean, now we're pushing almost 10 years of praying straight. And, you know, it's been a blessing.
Well, the good thing about having a beach house in like Santa Barbara or somewhere like that is you can just drive there for 2 hours and come back. It's like Costa Rica. You have to get on a plane. You have to be there for 7 hours. You have to have more planned time. Then you have to get back. It's like it's just way more realistic for a lifestyle to have something closer.
Well, then, honey, Cabo is only 2 hours. And we could get a compound on the Pacific side where they just built that new harbor, you know, in the last 8 years now. And it's where we are married for a ceremony because, as Brody's taught everyone, you can't get married in a foreign country and have it be legal. You have to come here and get a nice license, whatever. Somebody just messaged me. Brody's not somebody. I'll give her credit because she has a podcast and always ask, you know, people, I love when people ask us to be on a podcast if they understood how hard it is for us to sit down for 1 hour and to do our own podcast. When people are like, come on, my podcast. I'm like, can I send you emails and texts from Steve? Like, hey, when are we uploading the podcast? I'm like, Steve, that is a magic trick. It's Kate Cassie said, since Brody was never really married, he never really disinvited you to his wedding. Hashtag upside. And I wrote, I knew this. I said this. And she said, it's actually pretty brilliant. Imagine the money he saved. Well, I think he watched. Oh, he saved money. She just got $0 from him. She definitely would have to check him if they were married for 1 year only, you know?
So I wonder what California law is, because I think she just missed the boat. It's 7 years. And then you, no matter what, in the state of California, get like half almost.
Yeah, but I think he could argue that she didn't live there for 7 years because she had her own apartment in Hollywood until about a month ago that for some reason has not been discussed, which... whatever. I guess it was just for her to get ready.
Someone just asked me, didn't they just break up before The Hills? And I was like, Well, you tell me.
I just love it. It's so good for the show. The show is going to get so freaking real right now. And they're going to have so much more footage that makes more sense. Because when people are playing pretend, but then there's stuff that seems really real, but different than the pretend. Now we can fit in the real in with people acting.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many stories going on. And every car comes with its share of stories. The ding in your bumper when you get picked at your first date. The luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. You can't put a price tag on your stories. None of these stories. But with TrueCar, you can find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell or time to trade in, which we are about to do ourselves. And we're so excited to get the new X7. So go to TrueCar, which is where we're going to go, enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Then just answer a few questions.
Once you're finished, you'll take a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Yep. Heidi. Well, lots of stories.
Bye bye M3. Hello X7.
Yes. Yeah, so we are going to trade it in. We're going to check out TrueCar, see what our other M3 is worth, and get the car that we want. Because I had the story of the M3. Spencer got it with the Out Here license plate. That was such a monumental time in our lives. We were getting back in LA. And now I need more of a family sports car. Well, we are exhausted. We're going to get ready for
bed
here.
Why are you tired?
Yeah. First off, it's 11:30. Anyone would be tired in their right minds.
Is this the latest Heidi's been up in 3 years?
Yeah.
Well, we barely podcasted. I want to shout out these people who podcast for hours.
They must have more time.
They have more wine.
More wine, more time. So I'm going to go to bed.
Did we even eat dinner?
I don't know. What's the date? What's the year? Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Have we podcasted since the season 2 pickup?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no time, but if not, season 2 of The Hills. Thank you, God.
So I'm so excited. I just booked our house for Crested Butte and Aspen for the fall.
Got a house on a river. Yeah, we're gonna do some freaking rock throwing. Gunnar loves to throw rocks in the water.
Yeah,
it's gonna be incredible.
Can't wait for my birthday. Trip.
Book the gem show.
And your birthday's in like 10 days almost.
I know.
What are we gonna do for it?
Such a blessing and a curse. I hate getting older, and I love it. I love aging. God. I want to live forever. But also it's like, it's so stressful.
What do you want to do for your birthday?
Eat Mexican food.
Don Antonio's?
Or Delgado's or whatever.
Delgado's would be so fun.
Yeah, I just need a margarita.
Let's start
planning. We're back on tequila. Have we podcasted since you're back on tequila?
Yeah, I think once and did we tell everyone I was walking with my bra?
I don't know. We need to do like a notes. Of what did we talk about last week? Because it all blurs. But life just keeps getting better and better, as well as crazier and crazier. We went from literally watching waves break for about 7 years and just trying to figure out where we're getting a breakfast burrito. A lot of options. And now we have more going on in one day than we do in 1 year.
Yeah.
That's not even an exaggeration. I'm not even kidding. So trying to keep up with everything is like, oh my gosh. And I know there's people out there like, wham, but trust me, it's more than you think over here for Spidey. I know it's like, wham. I will say they're high class problems. I love them all. But it's still dang. It's way more than just eating pie.
My best friend Lee, who lives in Santa Barbara and grew up there her whole life, was like, I go to LA and it takes me days to recover how crazy it is, how intense it is just driving through, and the people. She's like, I pray for you so much because it's really hard to go there. I can't imagine how intense it is living there. And it is true. It's a whole different pace. We lived in Santa Barbara for almost 7 years. And that was our lifestyle. That's where we were most of our marriage. And then I love LA and I do love the fast pace of it and everything. But it is a lot and it is really intense and all the added layers on top. So it's not just us. I mean, some people take days to like recover from being here for a few days. So
yeah, I'm ready to retire. It's time to get $1 billion. It's right on the clock. I just feel it. I see it. I'm just like, hello, billions. Hello. Nice. Where you been? As King Kevin, my good friend, says, I energetically am owed to a lot of back pay. I took a lot of heat energetically, took a lot of bodies buried for people. Just, oh my gosh, I was the fall guy. And now it's time to rise and get what's due. And it's so exciting. I'm just like, thank you. Here we go.
Well, that's it. I'm going to head to bed. It's really late. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. I still need to ice my back. So,
at least you're working out again.
Yeah, that's positive, working out again. Also, did you hear that they faked their wedding? That Tanya and that, what's his name? Jake Paul.
That was fake now?
Yep.
Who's breaking that story?
Daily Mail. Just married for content.
Did they? That's their quote now?
Yep. They were paid $50,000 to fake a wedding. I can relate to that.
I mean, you could pay me $50,000 to fake a wedding right now. I just feel like Brody and Kaylin just faked a season of filming as husband and wife for way more than $50,000. It's looking like this. Now I don't believe anything.
Oh, I didn't know that girl has an MTV show.
That they just filmed it for? I think it's the first season.
Oh, it says Jake and I are officially exclusive. So I guess for me, we would just take the openness of our relationship into the openness of a marriage, right?
There's a whole new, it's, you know, Julianne Hough would say to her, I picked you, or whatever. So, you know, Miley would say she's like that. You know, it's just a whole new, we're not hip to how marriages work in the media anymore and how you get press. So this is the new generation. But
help me out.
You're in the best marriage in the world.
Yeah, I love Spidey. Marriage. It's sacred.
I'm going to go have some more of this delicious French red wine and just be so thankful for our incredible lives.
Amen.
And I'm
excited for Gunnar to get hours of sleep.
Hours? You think tonight?
Not tonight, but when we go to the beach.
One day. One day he'll get sleep in the beach mansion. Okay. I hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, night, whatever, and you're very
good
blessed.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And
as they say in the Truman
energetically
Show.
Protected from all the devil and all his work, because he's out here attacking fools. Watch out. Watch out.
That's right.
And somebody messaged, how do I give 5 stars or leave a comment? And I think you need to go into the iTunes, click on the store, and I think it's like comment. I don't know. Steve gave me the notes. I forgot, but 5 stars. When I told Steve, we need to have a little tutorial at the end, he's like, you guys have so many 5 stars. And I was like, Steve, you can never have enough 5 stars. Where did you grow up? All right. Good night. Good morning. Goodbye.